What defines a new generation? Last week, in pursuit of this answer, we interviewed a few born in the millennial generation and learned of the idealistic viewpoints of those within its time frame. Yet many younger millennials, from teenagers to young adults, believe they fit in after the cutoff point of Generation Y in a new so-called I-generation, referred to as Generation Z. I'm Hayden Ferentz, and today joining us at PSEO Studios are three teenagers who believe their interests are best reflected by Generation Z. We have Maddie Haymeyer to my left, Darby Lenihan over on the other side of the table, and Callan Inman.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
While we plan on discussing Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's song later on, let's focus currently on what defines Generation Z. I actually recently read an article by co-host of the podcast series Generation Text, Adam Renfro, titled Meet Generation Z, and he makes note that it's the tech-savvy nature of children born from the late 1990s to the modern era that sets them apart from millennials, as the millennials were transitioning into what we know as the modern day of technology, while people born in Generation Z have always had access to social media and all forms of entertainment. What are you guys' thoughts?
I agree with Renfro. It's not unusual nowadays for teenagers to be on their phones or their laptops, whereas Generation Y did not even have that luxury. iPhones didn't make an appearance until 2007, and not many people from Generation Y can say they have owned a personal computer until they were older. There's an obvious gap in technology between generations, which could be seen by parents not knowing how to work phones, laptops, or gaming systems.
Yeah, I agree with Maddie. Along with the increased availability of technology, information and opinions of Generation Z are more easily obtained. People in Generation Z can find out what is popular at that specific time by looking at their phones or searching on their laptops. And not only can they post their thoughts on various websites, but there has been a rise in social media sites like Twitter or Facebook, which causes their opinions of what is popular to be even more publicized.
I hate to say it, but I've seen an increase of followers compared to leaders in my generation. Generation Z revolves around what's new and cool, and some rarely stray from the norm in society. In the article, How a New Jobless Era Will Transform America by Don Peck, Ron Aslop describes Generation Z as a group of people that don't excel at leadership or independent problem solving. And I see this every day. Generation Z lacks the ability to be their own person. Just recently, Harry Styles tweeted about the song Secrets by Mary Lambert, which is popular. And not even a day after, every radio station was playing the song. The thousands of followers he has love the song just because he did.
Now, let's focus on this idea of being followers over leaders. We end up doing this with Generation X and Generation Y. Have you any music that ties into this claim?
Recently, like songs like Hot Boy and the Nae Nae have become popular through Vine. People don't care about the lyrics or meaning. They just like the song because everyone else does. There's also dances that go with it, which appeals to everyone, obviously. And one person posts a dance on Vine or Twitter to a song, and in a matter of days, the song is huge and everyone's posting videos of them dancing to it.
Let's pause for a moment to play a portion of the song Hot Boy by Bobby Shmurda.
About a week ago, with us in there, we tweaking. Run up on that nigga, get to squeezing. Everybody catch him. Got me on my bully, yo. I'ma run up with that on him. I'ma run up, go.
The Shmurda dance for the song Hot Boy is what made the song so popular as it is. Just walking around the halls of my school, I see people doing the dance. Most people do not even know the full song. The part of the song that has the Shmoney dance, or the About a Week Ago part, is the part people know and remember. This alone shows that many people don't care what the music is saying. They just follow trends that are popular.
Another song that went viral quickly is Gangnam Style by Psy. Just like Hot Boy, this song was tweeted about by celebrities like T-Pain and Justin Bieber's manager, which made it spread to a much larger global scale rather than the popularity staying only in Psy's home country.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, but in the meantime, let's listen to Psy's groundbreaking song, Gangnam Style.
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
So the song is not necessarily the greatest of quality and also does not appeal to most people's music taste, but the song still went viral. In a Los Angeles Times article by Deborah Netburn, she said, "You don't need to understand what Psy is talking about to enjoy his smooth dance moves and goofy sense of humor." She also added a quote by Psy to her article in which he remarked, "When I made this video, I didn't expect it to get 1 million views because this is off my 6th album. Gangnam Style is often the only song people have heard of by Psy, yet it was off his 6th album. So the publicity of the song, the music video, and the iconic dance moves that go along with the song are what made it so popular."
Now, if I may tie all of your guys' points back to our opening remix of Dr. Dre's The Next Episode, I think we can all agree that despite not being lyrically exceptional, it is in fact very catchy, and this attributes to its replay factor. And moreover, as we're discussing technologies playing a critical role in Generation Z, or the iGeneration, this song has seen rising popularity on sites such as YouTube, particularly among the gaming channels that continue to dominate the scene. Now, on a recent update on VidStack's recent list of the top 100 most subscribed YouTube channels, 17% are gaming. It might not seem like a lot, but once you subtract big company channels and subtract all the Vivo channels, you start to notice how much space they actually take up. Gamers who enjoy making montages of their gameplay tend to use this as a remix, as a means of adding wow factor to their clips, and this allows it to skyrocket, so there's a positive correlation between gamers and this song. Alright, so it seems we are short on time. Callan, do you have any remarks regarding the state of Generation Z?
Yeah, I definitely agree that Generation Z is a generation of followers. And in an article called Instagram and Twitter User Statistics, it states that currently Instagram has 200 million monthly active users, putting it within catching distance of Twitter's 255 million. And the majority of these statistics are actually based around Generation Z, since we're the ones always on social media sites. All these users on these sites are not only posting things, but they're also following a bunch of people. Our generation can be proven to be followers just by looking at the top of the page on any profile on Instagram or Twitter. That's where you can tell how many followers people have and how many people they're actually following. It's shown right there in the title how much of followers our generation actually is. It's almost planted in our brains to be followers just by what our generation takes in every day from society. How to look, how to act, what's cool and what's not cool. We have to base ourselves on celebrities or popular people just to feel accepted.
Do you have a song that reflects your opinions?
Yeah, one that comes to mind is the Harlem Shake. Con los terroristas. This song wasn't even popular until a group of guys in a dorm room decided to put on a bunch of random outfits and dance around. They then uploaded it to YouTube. Since then, the video has received over 1 billion views and has led to tons of thousands of Harlem Shake videos uploaded by people all over the world, including some of the most popular by the Miami Heat, Ryan Seacrest, The Wanted, and Ed Sheeran. The entire world followed in the footsteps of these few college guys in their dorm room having fun.
Now, when you talk about billions of views, we're talking about collectively how many people have re-uploaded their rendition of the video, not just the original, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we won't know with complete certainty what the next big trend will be, though with each repost on Facebook, each view on YouTube, we are inadvertently setting these into motion. Perhaps the iGeneration is revealing a more enlightening message, that anyone in this day and age has the potential to go viral should they amass a large enough following. Well, unfortunately, this is all the time we have. Once again, I'm Hayden Ferris. I'd like to thank my guests for joining us today. Be sure to tune in next week for part two of our series regarding Generation Z. And remember to check out pseonetwork.com for any podcasts from previous weeks you may have missed. Thank you, and have a great afternoon. Smoke weed every day.